Hello.
Hi, this is Dina from Family First.
Yes. How you
Yeah,
doing, Dina?
I'm doing well. I was reaching out. I got a message that you wanted to speak with me regarding the transfer process.
Yes. I was wanting to know, about my case, and I know I have 11 hours through the VA, okay. How was that going to go? My caregiver, okay, she's going to probably be coming in Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Okay, how does that time get broken up or whatever? Because they're only giving me 11 hours.
Right. Okay. So Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, that's 3 days a week. And that would be, I would say, two of those days she can work 3 hours, and one of the days she can work 4 hours.
Okay. Then,
So you can choose
so
within which days.
Monday and Friday would be 3 hours apiece, right?
Yes, that's fine.
And then Friday and then Wednesday would be 4 hours.
Yeah, hold on. Wait, it might be more than that. Let me do the math. Three plus three is six, and then we add four. Yeah, that's only 10. So you can add one more hour somewhere in the week. So you want to do
So
4 hours each day? No, I'm sorry. It'll have to be 4 hours 2 days, 3 hours 1 day.
well, then 3 hours would be on Wednesday. The 4 hours would be on Monday and Friday.
Okay. Monday and Friday we'll do 4 hours. Wednesday we'll do 3 hours. And do you
Okay.
prefer that she comes in the evenings or the mornings?
In the mornings.
Mornings. So around 9.
No, say somewhere about somewhere about 10 maybe.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, it's subject to change, obviously. If either of you feel that you need to, we would just need to be notified. So
Okay.
the way it works is we'll be able to start as soon as we get all the documents in from your caregiver so that we can make her an employee with us. And then we'll get the authorization from VA to allow us to start services. Once we get those two, I'll give you a call and we'll be ready to go.
Now, could you also send me I guess some information about yourself, whatever, by email?
Sure.
Okay.
I can
And
send
do you
you
have
information about, do you want to know about payroll, or you want to know
no
about the caregiver benefits? So specifically, I just want to make sure.
caregiver benefits and things
Okay.
like that. And you said something about payroll, you were saying?
Yeah, I can just send you the information, how the week runs, what's payday, all that.
Yeah, you can send that to the email. Did the other lady, Sarah, give you the email?
Let me take a look. I have two emails here. Kathleen's, I'm assuming that's the caregivers, and yours is the drjc13@verizon.net.
That's mine, right? That's mine.
All right. So I'll send some company information over to you that you can look over, and if you have any questions or concerns, you can call or text.
Okay, now the thing is your number going to be there where I can contact you? Okay, or who would I contact or talk to all the time? You?
So you'll contact me until we get the case started. Once the case is started, you'll have a coordinator. Her name is Valeria, and she's a source of contact, but that's only once we're ready to start. Till then, you can speak with me.
And this is your number right now that we're
Yes.
talking on?
Direct
Okay,
line.
and okay, and your first name is
My first name is Dina. That's D as in dog,
Dina. Okay.
Inna. Yep.
Okay. I'll just have to get in my phone and save it so that I'll know that's your number. Okay.
Okay, sure.
All right.
All right. You're welcome. We'll be in touch. You have a good one.
Thank you. You too. Thank you.